Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather is calm and pleasant. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying mild temperatures, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler. It's a good time for a morning walk as the sun rises. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Ynet reported that Trump insists Iran agree to more nuclear inspections as Tehran rules out missile limits. Conflicting accounts from Washington and Tehran cast doubt on the fragile war-ending agreement. Also, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post stated that the IDF killed Hezbollah operatives in southern Lebanon amid fragile ceasefire tensions. This occurred as Jerusalem and Beirut began another round of direct talks in Washington. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that Israel needs to offer Lebanon carrots, not just sticks. The article highlights potential cooperation with allies, including the new Syrian regime, in the effort to disarm Hezbollah. Separately, I-24 News shared that FM Sa'ar claims Hezbollah and Iran are the ones violating Lebanon's sovereignty. The Israeli foreign minister spoke at the JNS International Policy Summit on Tuesday, emphasizing that Israel is not to blame for the violations. And finally, Al Arabiya English writes that Pakistan's foreign minister Ishaq Dar clarifies no sanctions are being immediately lifted. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that Pakistan's foreign minister explained how sanctions, Iran's nuclear program, and Lebanon will be negotiated together during the next phase of the U.S.-Iran talks. Middle East 24 posted that as Gaza protests approach, Hamas's online defenders are turning on their own people. Activists and journalists in Gaza face scrutiny over their narratives amidst accusations of collaboration. Raylan Givens, a political commentator, noted that Trump posted a few hours ago about the situation, drawing global attention. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the nuclear inspections, Ynet reports that Trump is adamant Iran accepted expanded UN inspections. However, Iran denies any agreement on missile limits, fueling tensions and uncertainty over nuclear talks. This has significant implications for regional stability and international diplomacy. Turning to the situation in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post details the IDF's operation against Hezbollah operatives. This strike comes amid delicate ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Lebanon in Washington. The outcome of these talks could shape future security dynamics in the region. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights a shift in strategy towards Lebanon. The article suggests Israel explore diplomatic opportunities with new allies, including Syria, to address Hezbollah's influence. This could open new pathways for peace and cooperation in the region. In a related development, I-24 News covers FM Sa'ar's remarks on Hezbollah's actions. He underscores that Israel is not the aggressor, which could influence international perceptions and support for Israel's stance on Lebanon. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports a significant amendment allowing American standard products into Israel. Economy Minister Nir Barkat believes this will boost competition and increase import options, benefiting Israeli consumers. Separately, Ynet Business covers remarks from Marvel's Israeli CTO, Noam Mizrahi. Mizrahi explains that the AI market faces a bottleneck that Marvel aims to solve, emphasizing the role of networks connecting processors. And finally, Walla Business notes that Germany is considering a deal with an Israeli missile manufacturer. This follows Trump's cancellation of deploying Tomahawk missiles in Germany, highlighting evolving defense partnerships. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.